I'm speaking with Owen Smith, Senior Manager on the National Fraud Initiative in Scotland, to discuss a report published today on the latest NFI exercise. Owen, can you tell me what is this report about?
We are reporting on the results of the 2012-13 National Fraud Initiative, which is carried out every 2 years in Scotland and coordinated by Audit Scotland, working closely with the Audit Commission and public bodies. This exercise is the largest and most diverse carried out since the NFI began a decade ago, involving the sharing of data across 127 Scottish public bodies. Its purpose is to find inconsistencies that could indicate fraud or error that can then be investigated.
And what have you found?
The 2012-13 exercise identified a total of £16 million of outcomes, bringing the cumulative outcomes generated by the NFI in Scotland over the last 10 years to £94 million. The matches which generated the highest number of outcomes were housing benefits, pensions and blue badges, though we also reported on a wide range of other matches such as student awards and council tax. The exercise resulted in nearly 3,000 blue badges being stopped or flagged for future checks. A total of 1,862 housing benefit payments were stopped or reduced, 832 housing benefit frauds were identified and 92 prosecutions have been brought in this area. There's also no action underway to recover £4.5 million of overpayments across 3,851 cases identified as a result of the NFI in Scotland.
Can you explain why data sharing is so effective in detecting fraud and error?
Data sharing enables bodies to match data held within and between organisations and highlight any inconsistencies that may indicate fraud or error in payments or service provision. The powers given to Audit Scotland to carry out data matching means that we can cross organisational boundaries and national borders in order to detect when public money is being misused or given in error. For example, one of the case studies we highlight in this report is that of a woman who was sentenced to 9 months in jail after being convicted for £70,000 benefit fraud. This fraud was identified from a 2010-11 NFI match between housing benefits and payroll. Investigators identified that the woman had failed to inform the council and the Department of Works and Pension about earnings from a partner who had moved in with her. Every year, for 7 years, she stole over £10,000 of public money. By linking benefits payments with payroll income to the same address, it was established that there was an undeclared income that needed further investigations. Without data matching, it would have been very difficult and expensive to identify this undeclared change of circumstance. It's also important to note that a match does not automatically mean that there is a fraud or an error, and investigations are essential to enable the correct conclusion to be drawn for each match.
So in what way does the National Fraud Initiative benefit Scottish taxpayers and members of the public?
Crucially, once overpayments have been identified using data sharing, recovery action can be taken, and these outcomes are a significant return to the public finances of Scotland at a time when they continue to be under pressure. The National Fraud Initiative also acts as a deterrent and sends a clear warning to those individuals who would try to exploit the system to receive funds that they are not entitled to and at the expense of people who really need them, and it may be that they will be caught and face prosecution. As well as presenting bodies with the information they need to begin recovering overpayments or correcting errors, the National Fraud Initiative provides them with the opportunity to identify process improvements that can reduce future errors and the costs of correcting these errors, meaning that potentially further savings can be made.
So what happens next?
Well, the Cabinet Office will take over responsibility for the National Fraud Initiative team from April 2015. Audit Scotland expects no impact from this change for the next exercise, which will commence this summer. Audit Scotland is looking at ways that we can continue to expand and improve upon the strong performance of the National Fraud Initiative in Scotland so far. For example, we're looking at expanding the participation of the further education sector and working more closely with registered social landlords to ensure that the eligible and most vulnerable are being housed.
What action would Audit Scotland like to see public bodies taking as we move forward?
Well, we would encourage all public bodies to make sure that they are getting the most they can out of data sharing, and also those that take part in the NFI to reap the maximum benefits from this exercise. We've published guidance for bodies in this report, and we'll be following up with public bodies to discuss where there's room for improvement. Local authorities should also take steps to make sure that they have the resources in the short and the long term to investigate non-housing benefit fraud or corporate fraud after the Single Fraud Investigation Service is introduced across the UK and their trained fraud staff move to the Department of Works and Pensions.
Owen, thank you.